Down 1 year I was, and didn't like it.
Yeah.
I prefer to be down on the field, just to be involved in everything. You know, with the players coming, I like to interact with all the players. You know, you can look in their eyes sometimes when sometimes if you're struggling as an offense or something, or you have someone like Chris Cooper back in the day, he's always coming saying, hey, he'd just tell you, hey, I flat out whiffed, call it again, things like that, and really kind of let them know firsthand, you know, what the start of a series is going to be, possibly what we might do in the red area, and really just interact with the players the entire game.
Who's going to be the primary person in your ear who is upstairs?
Well, we're going to have three coaches upstairs, so it's not just one of them. So there will be three coaches upstairs, and they all have their, you know, assignments on what they're looking for during the game. Same with the guys on the sidelines. So, you know, everyone's going to be on there in the headsets, and I'm going to talk a lot during the game to kind of interact with them and say, hey, here's what's coming next, and, you know, always ask for input, you know, ask, you know, how their players are doing, certain things they want to see again. You know, we've got a plan. You know, preseason games are a little bit different than regular season going into it on what you want to accomplish. And there are certain things definitely in the first year, in the first game together, we want to make sure, you know, as an offense that we do.
What will you be looking for out of the quarterbacks specifically?
Well, it's not just the quarterbacks. It's everybody. We want to, you know, see everybody on the offense, all alive, 11 guys, go out and execute our system. And, you know, in order for us to be successful as an offense, it's all 11 guys. It's not just one position.
Rescue guys with scheme either, that you don't want to show too much, give them enough to be successful,
yeah.
But don't, where is that balance, I guess, early in a preseason where you're not showing too much, but you need to give guys a chance to be successful?
Well, yeah, there's a fine line there, and there's certain things that, you know, every team in this league is not going to show until the opener. So you go in there, and, you know, the big thing, you know, we're always going to talk, it's about us. We've got to go out there and do our jobs regardless, and we're putting in, you know, we put a plan in, and it's the first preseason game, and you never know what that other opponent's going to do either. But, you know, we see so many great looks against our defense on a daily basis that we're prepared for this, and we're going to rotate a lot of players and put players in a position to be successful and just go out and just play. Just go cut it loose. That's the exciting thing. The first year, you know, we haven't been together yet. You know, a couple of the guys, you know, DT and Verge, they were here last time with me. Everybody else is new. So I don't know how everyone's going to be, how the coaching staff and as a team. You know, it's always different on game day, so we're going to learn a lot about our football team, and we're excited for it.
Are you guys at the point where you would expect all the players to know the playbook inside and out, or are they still getting acclimated?
I think everyone's still getting acclimated. I think they have a great feel for it, but now it's time to turn it up a notch. You know, you're at this certain point in the practices and everything where the tempo picks up, and then you have a day like today where we're starting getting ready for Chicago, and then, you know, we'll get to the game on Thursday night, and it's going to pick up another notch. So it's going to be great for everybody on our team, especially since we're talking about the offense right now, to see the guys go out and execute against a different team and just see how we play and how we adjust, and not just the players but the coaches, how we interact on the sidelines, the adjustments we might make at halftime. But I think we're all really excited as an organization for the first time to go out there as a team this year and see what we're all about.
Fans said under Davidson the line being tough and nasty, that's real. What do you see in regards to the line and as it relates to the running game?
Well, Jeff is an outstanding coach. This is the third place I've been with him. We were together in Carolina, and I brought him in to San Diego last year, and now bringing him here. He's an outstanding leader of the group. And I think we've talked from day one that we're looking for the best five players. And that's the way we've always told that we're going to have a fair shot to everybody. You see the way we've moved some guys around. But I think the way they've come together as a unit is critical. You know, you're always talking about five guys playing as one, being on the same page. You know, I really like where they're at as a group and really where the whole entire offense is at this point. I mean, we got a ways to go still. We're always going to be trying to get better week in and week out, and it's the first preseason week. So we got a couple more weeks to fine-tune some things, and we're going to throw a little more at them each week. And, you know, there's certain wrinkles that we're throwing, you know, against our defense. You know, certain things that, you know, Joe and I sit down and talk about, hey, let's do these things, and it's new. We're introducing it to the offense for the first time. So I'm just looking for all 11 guys to play together, but it all starts with the front.
Looking back at the offseason, early camp, how much did all that work on the first team help Connor McGovern? So if he has to go into any of those interior spots, he has that chemistry with the ones.
We're all very pleased with where Connor is and what he's done and the leadership role he's, you know, taken in our offense. You know, our center, we asked to do a ton. You know, he's going to set the front, set the direction for a lot of things along with the quarterback. But we put a lot on their shoulders. And, you know, the key thing is, you know, I've talked to you guys about before, is with those guys, we have position flexibility. And wherever we've put him, you know, he's done an outstanding job. So very pleased with where he's at right now.
What do you want your offensive identity to be? Last year that was part of the issue. You know, it happens, but they didn't really have an identity. What is an identity of a Mike McCoy offense? What do you want it to be in your mind?
Well, you know, we're still, you know, putting everything together. But as an offense, we want to do whatever it takes to win and go up and down the field all game long. And so we're not – I'm not someone who's going to look at and say, hey, you have to run into a certain percentage, throw the ball a certain percentage. You know, I want to have an explosive offense. You know, explosive plays are going to be big in our system, whether it's in the passing game or explosive runs. And I think the thing that's going to allow us to have explosive runs is, you know, the way the line's played, but not just the line, but the way the receivers are blocked. They've been very unselfish. Tyke's done a phenomenal job with the receivers, you know, in the running game. And I think as you watch the practice, the commitment they have to blocking, and they understand that, you know, the guys up front are going to block their tails off for the passing game. But, you know, we want to be do whatever it takes to win and score as many points as fast as we can week in and week out until the coach tells us to slow it down. But we're going to play up-tempo, and it's going to change from week to week, too. You're going to see a different plan. You're not always going to see the same thing over and over again. And I can't tell you, hey, this is exactly what we're going to be yet. But we want to have an exciting offense for our fans and score a ton of points, whatever that is, running, you know, throwing, whatever we got to do.
Training camp is now 11 days in. How would you gauge the growth you've seen from Paxton so far?
Well, I think he's done a nice job. I think that, you know, that as a young quarterback in the league, you know, all three quarterbacks that we have, I know we have a fourth who's not participating, but they're all getting better every day. And I think as a coaching staff, you know, Billy and I and the rest of the staff, we understand. Billy and I have played the position. So there's some things that, you know, we've thrown so much at the entire offense is there's from time to time there's going to be a play that we haven't run versus certain coverage, and there's a learning curve for everybody. There's certain route adjustments that there might be something that happens during the practice. Everyone always wants to look at the quarterback. Well, someone stopped running or did the wrong thing. So it may not always look perfect, but I'm very pleased with the way the quarterbacks are growing in our system.
Coach, ideally, when do you want those five offensive linemen solidified? Because you don't want to rush the process, but you also want them to have some time together.
Well, I think we'll make that decision at the appropriate time. You know, with Matt being with where he's at, and we have a plan for Matt. But so we'll make the decision not just with the line, but the entire team, you know, as time goes along. And the sooner you can do that, the better. But we're very pleased with the way they're all working together, whatever combination it is right now.
Ben said with the quarterbacks that games matter, mm-hmm. and that he wants to get to the bottom of this. How are games graded more heavily than practice as it relates specifically to quarterbacks?
Well, I think we're looking at everything. We're evaluating everything the quarterbacks and the entire offense is doing. You know, you look at the quarterback, you look at every day, the way they prepare in the meetings, you know, the way they come out here, the questions they ask, the way they perform on the practice field, the way they run the football team, and then, you know, you really look at the games. I mean, that's when you play for real, the full speed part of it. But, you know, we'll make that decision at the appropriate time. But we're going to evaluate every single thing everybody does on the team and not just, you know, one snap here and there, one mistake. You know, there's going to be a mistake at some point in time at all positions. You grade it and you take it for what it's worth.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Thanks,
we'll see you all.